You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Plumbers, contractors, builders, and facility managers, listen up. I am talking to you. Time and money are important. You need a plumbing supply partner who understands that. One that can provide quality products at competitive prices, top shelf service, unmatched product knowledge, and a huge selection of in-stock inventory to get you back on the job site quickly. Who is that? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. Doors open at 7 a.m. Stop by and grab a cup of coffee and fill your coolers with ice as they prepare your order. No time to wait. Call in your order and they'll have it ready when you arrive. Can't find time to pull away from the job site? No worries. They can deliver too. Our friends over at Park Supply Company, Huntsville and Athens, are the people you need to see for all of your plumbing, hardware, and hard-to-find parts. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us as we come to you from Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations here in Athens, Alabama. I have with me Jennifer Martin with NCFCA. It's a Christian speech and debate league for middle and high school students. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Jennifer.
Thank you.
What is your role there with the NCFCA?
Thank you. I'm the director of Oak Speech and Debate Club, and I'm also the tournament coordinator for our upcoming tournament happening at Whitesburg Baptist Church in Huntsville later this month.
And what does NCFCA stand for?
It's the National Christian Forensics and Communications Association.
And how did you get involved with the NCFCA yourself?
Well, we got involved in the league about 5 years ago, but our interest in the league happened much earlier than that, when our own children were much younger. My husband was asked to judge at a tournament, and he came home saying, wow, when our kids are old enough, they've got to do this. In addition, we have our youngest two children have a developmental disability, so they're both functionally nonverbal. And I'm always saying, if there's just one thing that I could fix, it would be communication. And so we found that we started taking the developmental milestones of our older girls much more seriously, and just being grateful for those and thinking, well, along with that, we really need to be intentional about cultivating those skills, particularly communication.
What was it when your husband went, oh, wow, we need to be part of this? What was it that he saw in this organization that stood out to him?
Right. So the mission of NCFCA is to challenge and equip ambassadors for Christ to speak truth with integrity and grace. So that's what he saw when he went to go judge that tournament, where all these teenagers, just adolescents, speaking confidently with integrity for the glory of God. And that just really made an impression on him that that was something that we really wanted to inculcate in our girls.
And so 5 years down the road, here we are today, and you lead the group in Huntsville. Is that
yes.
correct?
Yes. We actually started when we lived in Florida, and then our family moved to Huntsville back in 2020. So we still wanted to continue with the league, but there wasn't much of a presence here for NCFCA in Huntsville, so we just decided to jump all in and get it off the ground ourselves.
Okay. So you actually established it here in North Alabama then?
Correct. Yeah, there are other clubs in other parts of Alabama.
Yes.
There was one in Birmingham at the time, and there's still a very active club in Montgomery. We have clubs all over the Southeast, and so we largely compete within our region, which is comprised of Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Arkansas.
Okay, so people come from all over this region and compete, and they're going to be competing in Huntsville this year?
Correct, yes. So we'll have competitors from all of those states coming to Huntsville March 23rd through 25th.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a long distance for quite a few of them to be traveling to Huntsville,
right.
Alabama to compete.
Yes, but as we find when you get into the league, it's really a family, and so both parents and students really look forward to these events as a time to get together with other like-minded families who are working towards a lot of the same goals, and we love to encourage one another. It's a great opportunity for these students to get really valuable feedback, which is one of the reasons why we request volunteer judges from whatever community we're competing in, because it gives our competitors much more well-rounded feedback from people of all ages and walks of life.
What type of work does it take on the part of these young people to develop as you hope they will?
Well, yes, it's one of those things that you get what you put into it, right? And so a lot of them, sometimes honestly in the beginning, they don't really quite know what they've signed up for. And then they go to that first tournament and they think, wow, this is really something. Look at all these other kids that really love the Lord and are striving to communicate some really mature matters in some cases, and to do it with excellence. And then they find that they want to, you know, pour more into their own efforts to rise to that level. Some of them start out gung-ho and motivated from the very beginning, but we often find that it's parents who are kind of pushing their kids to do it sometimes in the beginning. But it doesn't take much before it's the kids pushing the parent, like, oh, can we go to another tournament? So we find that the workload is kind of specific to the kid and what their goals are, what the family's goals are. For instance, with debate, there are often sample cases that the kids can run. And so that requires not as much work, right? But then as they actually start debating with that case and realizing maybe some of the weaknesses here or there that they're having trouble answering, then they start to tweak it and work on it and make it their own. Other kids will just start from the beginning writing their own cases and constantly changing them as the season progresses and as new research comes to light. And then there's speech, and we have three different categories of speech, being platform, interpretation, and limited preparation speeches. And so those also require a different kind of workload depending on which one you're doing and what your interests are. So some of these kids will do just a single speech at a tournament. They can do up to five, though. So the platform and interpretation speeches are both events that are prepared, memorized speeches up to 10 minutes long each. And so we have some kids that are, you know, doing up to five of those, and that's a lot to to write and to memorize,
yes,
to polish. And then we have our limited preparation speeches, which still require a lot of preparation, even though they're limited prep. We have impromptu, which is when a student draws a topic and they have 2 minutes to prepare for a 5-minute speech, and they don't have any resources available to them when they do that. We also have apologetics as a limited preparation event, which is a 4-minute prep time for a 6-minute speech. And for that one, they are allowed to prepare some cards in advance if they want to have some Bible verses on a card or maybe some quotes from theologians, that kind of thing that they'd like to incorporate. They are allowed to use those. And then we have extemporaneous, which is the third limited preparation event. And in that one, they have 20 minutes of prep time for a 7-minute speech. And extemporaneous is basically on current events.
So they get to catch up on the current event and then be prepared to have a 7-minute speech with 20 minutes preparation for that.
Right. And for that one, they are allowed access to their own laptop, but they don't have internet access. So they're allowed to look at news articles that they've already saved offline and consult those and present an analysis of whatever the topic is that they just drew, you know, 20 minutes ago. And it's really impressive to hear these kids do this. And oftentimes when I'm hearing some of those, I'm thinking, I didn't know anything about that issue. And look at these kids being able to not only speak on it, but speak on it really competently and with excellence and in a very organized way with great analysis and lots of different news articles from a variety of sources. It's really impressive.
Who founded the NCFCA?
It was founded by Christy Scheip in 2001, and she is the daughter of Michael Ferris, who is the founder of HSLDA, the Alliance Defending Freedom, and Patrick Henry College.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. And in 2001, and it's grown to this, have you actually spoken to her before and talked about what it means to you to have this for your children?
I have seen her at some of our national level events. I haven't had the pleasure of speaking directly to her quite yet, but I have also spoken with our executive director, Kim Cromer, who is an amazing lady. And so she's at most of our national level events. She's kind of well, Christy and Kim both, you could say, would be the faces of NCFCA.
Do you know how many chapters are across the country, a general number?
I think we have a little over 160 clubs across the nation.
Wow. And they break into regions. As you mentioned, in Alabama, you would have Tennessee and Arkansas and Louisiana and Mississippi, yes, as part of that region.
Mm-hmm.
And how many kids will be coming to North Alabama for this particular event that's coming up?
For this particular tournament, we have 100 senior competitors coming. And by senior competitors, I mean students who are about 12 to 18 years old. We also will have, of course, their parents, maybe some siblings. And we also will have a juniors tournament. And that's for kids usually about 7 to 11 years old. That's only one day of the tournament. And the senior competitors are actually their judges. So we don't recruit judges for them. But they get to do some speech events too. So we're encouraging them pretty young to start working on those communication skills.
So the tournament is coming up March 23rd through the 25th, and there are hundreds of judge slots to fill for debate.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what I understand.
Well, it's debate and speech, right?
Okay.
So we have value debate, which is, or Lincoln-Douglas debate is another word for it. It's a one-on-one debate, really discussing the philosophy behind the resolution. What do you value? And then the other type of debate we offer is team policy. So they're actually discussing policy solutions to a specific topic of resolution. Then we have 10 different speech events. So, for instance, I already told you about limited preparation, but with platform speaking, we have persuasive, informative, digital presentation, and after dinner speaking, and that's basically a humorous platform. And then interpretation speeches is when they're acting out something from literature, which is really fun. It's really neat to see their creativity with the characterization and blocking. But some of those events would include biblical presentation, in which case they're actually doing an interpretation of Bible passages. And then we have open interpretation, which is them acting out something from literature. And then there's duo interpretation, which again is acting out literature, but it's with a friend. So it's a team of two acting something out.
Nice. For our listeners, how can they connect if they want to be a part of judging, volunteering? How can they connect with the NCFCA?
Yes, well, we would love that, because with 10 speech events that we have, three rounds of each and six preliminary rounds of both types of debate, plus elimination rounds for all of those as well, we have about 400 judging slots that we need to fill from the community. So for anyone who would like to sign up and register to judge, we would greatly appreciate that. You can go to our Oak Speech and Debate Club website, which is Oaks, like the tree, Oaks, SDC, which stands for Speech Debate Club, .org. So oaksSDC.org. And you can also learn more about our league at ncfca.org. And there's a link on that website as well for a judge map where you can find the Huntsville tournament and then sign up for which rounds you'd like to judge.
Jennifer Martin, thank you for coming on the show today to share about NCFCA, this Christian Speech and Debate League for middle and high school students. I appreciate your work in bringing this to Huntsville, Alabama, to this area.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Excellent. Folks, when we come back, we'll have Elena Centilli. She's going to talk about Dovetail Landing. We've spoken about it before. This is a place for veterans as they transition out of the military. It is creating a community for them, and I hope that you'll stick with us as Elena shares about this very special effort. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little land, we can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones, even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
And we're back. As advertised, I have Elena Centilli with me with Dovetail Landing. Last week, we had Michelle Tumlin to talk about Houston Project and their connection with Dovetail Landing, this great effort as we support our veterans. This is about giving a residential community dedicated to transitioning veterans in Alabama, and it's so important that we focus our time and our energy on efforts like this to support our veterans who have done so much for us. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Elena Centilli.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
This is an amazing project. After talking to Michelle Tumlin, I was really impressed. And of course, you and her have a connection between two sons who have lost their lives, and you are both very passionate about your efforts and dedicated to this mission.
We definitely are. Pell City is not a huge town, and I knew Houston, her son, and him and Daniel actually played football together and went to school together for a time. So, we've been touched by this, I guess, in a lot of different aspects. You know, Daniel had brain injuries, and we dealt with a lot of different things. They had their own struggles, but, I think we're both kind of working toward bringing something good about because of all that.
Absolutely. And the founding of Dovetail Landing, if you would just give that background as to why this means so much to you.
Our son Daniel, he was a Marine, and he in 2012 was injured with an IED attack in Helmand Province, Afghanistan. And with the brain injuries, he had the TBI, PTSD, everything that came with that. And then they found a tumor and a cyst on his brain 2 years later when he started having tingling problems in his hands. So we were sent to Duke, and they did the brain surgery. And to make a long story short, after the brain surgery, it was like another brain trauma, and he began to hallucinate and auditory, visual, lots of other, it caused him to be bipolar, like maybe partially schizophrenic, in and out of psych wards, and he was finally released to come home to us in 2016. And we began that journey, and Daniel had a lot of inpatient treatment and different things go on, but when it got time for him to go somewhere to like rebuild his independence, there was nothing in Alabama to rebuild his independence so he could come back home and live with us. So I guess about 2 years after Daniel passed away in December of 2019 from as a result of the brain injuries that he sustained. And it took me about 2 years to get my breath back. And once I did that, I decided something had to be done. And I started making phone calls. And I had recently joined the executive board of Alabama Veteran. And through that, we formed this LLC, Dovetail Landing, and I had spoken with the mayor of City of Lincoln, Alabama, who's a Vietnam vet, and he gave me 60 acres in order to form this veterans therapeutic community. So it is going to consist of 30 tiny homes, 20 to 25 family size homes. We're going to have the infrastructure there. We're going to have a chapel. We're going to have a training room. The house that is currently on the property is going to be the headquarters, and it will be Daniel's house because he didn't really have a spot of his own, but I'm going to make sure he has one. And it's a heart project for me because I know what he went through. I know this is something that would have helped him. And I just want to think about, once we get this built 10 years down the road, all the families and the veterans that are going to come through this that are going to benefit. But we're going to help them with on-the-job training. We are going to, we have the DOD Skills Bridge program that we've brought in. Companies like Alabama Power, the Railroad, Honda, they're all on board with a 90-day training program. You know, they'll have somewhere to live. They'll have food. They'll have, you know, because we're going to have, you know, on site, we're going to have a place there where they can get 3 square meals a day. And a lot of therapeutic activities, like we have a man that's going to come do foraging, and we're going to have kayaking and things like, you know, Daniel took enough medication to kill an elephant, honestly. I mean, and it was always here, take another pill. But we're going to take a different approach. We're going to do therapeutic things that I know help Daniel. And, you know, and it's like helping them rebuild their independence to be a civilian again. Because, you know, we trained them for years to go to war and do what they needed to do. Well, we got to train them to come back home and live that civilian life, if that makes sense.
It does. And I know how important it was for Michelle to have a house that's going to be located there in honor of Houston as well. I know that being able to name those for your sons is a very important aspect of this effort to honor them and to recognize their legacy that they leave behind.
Exactly. And Michelle and I talked about it. You know, we're starting construction on the Houston Project House now, and it, you don't ever want them to, anybody, and I tell the people this, and this is the selfish part of me, but I never want anybody to forget what Dana went through and his sacrifice. And Michelle feels much the same way. And, you know, they were both, I say boys, but they weren't, they were men. And they were military veterans. And, you know, we lived that life with them. And, you know, I can say our whole family, my husband and I, we went through 7 years of hell. I mean, we found Daniel in Arkansas. We found him in North Alabama. I mean, he would get where he was hallucinating. He didn't know where he was going. And, you know, we would have to track him down and we'd have to go get him. And, you know, it's just, Daniel couldn't have worked out in the workforce like a lot of these, you know, military veterans can do, you know, for training. But, you know, I want to have the aspect of, you know, he could have cut grass. He could have made, there at Dovetail, he could have been made to have some self-worth and feel like he was doing something with himself instead of just kind of being, okay, you know, we're sending you home to do nothing. And the isolation was such a big part of the problems. And, you know, and I watched it evolve. So it's like, you know, I just feel like I met people from all over the country dealing with Daniel and being his caregiver. And I just feel like we also want to have something for caregivers there, because why should people have to reinvent the wheel when we can have direct contacts there at Dovetail for the VA, for Social Security, for caregiver benefits? You know, we're going to have some little houses that are for respite. You know, if somebody just needs to get away for the weekend, a veteran or, you know, a caregiver, because I understand how important that is. I mean, yes, the veterans are the only ones that actually go and do the service, but the whole family serves in some form or fashion.
Elena, how are you going to find these veterans who are transitioning to be able to help them?
We have already, we are keyed in with the state Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs. We've already made headway with the VA. You know, we've even talked about, like, you know, contacting some of the bases where they're going to have, you know, people that are going to, that they're getting out, you know, and if they need the service, you know, we have one company, Altec, that told us, they said, look, we will get them to Dovetail. We will train them there, and they would place them at anywhere their companies in the United States. And that's just one of them, because they are having problem with the streamline of the veterans and bringing them in and training them. And they think Dovetail will solve that problem for them. So, you know, it's like a lot of people, they want to do it, they want to help, but they're not sure why. So I feel like Dovetail is going to be that conduit that's going to, like, okay, you've got a place to stay. You've got 3 square meals a day, a roof over your head. You've got your privacy, but you've also got that battle buddy right next door in that other tiny home that's going to hold you accountable. It's a barrack style setting, but they will still have their independence.
And the importance of financial support, how does that play a part in what your goals, your ambitions are?
Well, we are, you know, we've gone after a lot of private funding. We've hired a grant writer. We're working on, you know, a lot of state and federal grants. And I'll be honest, I've met with, seems like, every representative in the state. Legislature opened yesterday, and we've been to the Montgomery twice, and I'm really hoping that, you know, we might could have something in the governor's budget this year, but, you know, we'll see. If we don't, you know, we're going to be coming back next year, because I just feel like this could be huge for Alabama. There's nothing really like this in our state, and really, honestly, there's nothing really like this in the Southeast. I mean, Daniel had to go to Clearwater, Florida, and, you know, I mean, why wouldn't we in Alabama want to show the rest of the country how we take care of our veterans?
Yes.
I mean, this is a huge project, and it's like, you know, it was kind of go big or go home. So, you know, I wanted it to have everything that they needed. And I'm sure, you know, some of this is fluid, and we're going to make changes, and we're going to add, and we're going to do it. But we're going to do that so it's the best possible concept that we can come with.
And we realize that Alabama, if not the strongest, one of the strongest contributors to our military service are men and women here in the state of Alabama. So it is a massive effect on our veterans here, because we've contributed so much to our military through the state of Alabama.
I mean, we have so many military members and veterans in this state. And, you know, we are number four in suicide in the United States. Alabama is number four. And I want to change that. If there's any way that I can, you know, through, you know, getting Dovetail up and running, and, you know, everything that's going to go with that. I mean, I just, it's like, it's not all the red tape. It's not 50 numbers to call. It's one place to go. It's us trying to give you the direct contacts and cut through that. And, you know, in my mind, that's what's needed, because, like I said, I went down that road, and I know how hard it was to get certain things done. And Daniel had PTSD and TBI and other mental issues. He couldn't call 15 different places or stay on hold 35 minutes. Mentally, it just didn't happen. So if it wasn't us helping him do it, it just wouldn't have gotten done. And it scares me to think where he could have ended up, you know, before it ended like it did.
Elena, tell listeners how they can be a part of Dovetail Landing and support this effort.
If you go to, we're currently working on our website, but Alabama Veteran, if you'd like to donate, you can go to alabamaveteran.org and you can donate to Dovetail Landing. Also, we are all over social media as Dovetail Landing. We're on Facebook, Instagram. You can go to those. If you have questions, you can send an email, info@dovetaillanding.org. Anyway, you know, get in touch with us, have questions, somebody will get back with you. We really want this to be a community project. We're bringing in a lot of community partners. And, you know, I want everyone to feel like Dovetail Landing belongs to them too, because we're helping veterans in Alabama.
Absolutely. And Elena, anything the Mark White Show can do to support this effort, I told Michelle that I'll be happy to come down there and display for my listeners what the work you're doing, the physical work that's going to be happening very soon. I know that the groundbreaking was in November, and the work is just beginning, so I'm happy to be part of whatever you want me to be part of. And I know March 18th you have an event coming up, a fundraiser, correct?
That's right. We are having our first event of 2023. It's a clay shoot at Chameleon Marksmanship Park in Talladega. We still have spots for shooters. We've had a couple of people that are sponsoring veterans. So it's 15 stations. It's 100 birds. It's free ammunition. You'll get a lunch and a T-shirt. So come out and support Dovetail Landing and shoot some clays.
Excellent. Elena Centilli, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Of course. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Folks, we've been talking about Dovetail Landing, and I hope that you'll share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about this special effort for our veterans transitioning out of the military, the support that they need, the support that Daniel and Houston needed. And I appreciate both Michelle Tumlin and Elena Centilli for their efforts with Houston Project and Dovetail Landing. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Give your 2023 a healthy and tasty start by shopping with the Alabama Pecan Company. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by? Who live and love in my hometown? These are my kind of people.